morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime, direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have things been lately?
Well, I tell you what, we did pretty good the other week.
I was going to say, Mr. Tom Coyne at Sterling filling in for me there. You guys made it?
You know, I think we did okay. We had a few viewers call in, so the show wasn't too bad.
Yeah, good. Those calls, I appreciate that greatly. A couple people mentioned to me that they had noticed I was gone, but you had filled in nicely.
Yeah, so we're not trying to alarm you, but you'll notice your parking space is gone.
My parking space. Tom was in my parking space when I pulled up this morning, so I'm done.
I'm moving up the ladder.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for taking care of that. Had a great time with our family and definitely enjoying some of that nice weather in the mountains. So good to be back, though, because holy cow, it has been busy, busy, busy since we got back. And so, in fact, we always kind of like to take what's happening right now and relate those cycles into our show. And so one of the things I was going to go over was kind of some cycle numbers, where we're at in that process of inventory, what that cycle looks like, what's going on right now, what happens in July normally, and then what we can look forward as we move into the fall to be prepared for that. So first, though, as always, Tom, did you have a celebrity story last week for housing?
Let's see. I had a story, but I found it on CNN Money.
Okay.
It was the tallest residential building in New York City we talked about.
I was sad I had missed that. Okay, very good. Off air, you'll have to update me on that. No, of
okay,
course
good.
Not. I'm going to pull Cher into the mix.
Oh, nice. Oh, boy.
So she is back. She had her little stint in Las Vegas, performing in Las Vegas, but now back to Southern California, settled in a new house in Beverly Hills, kind of hitting that 90210 zip code, and she recently purchased a house for $2.145 million. And a little, I would say, maybe conservative even for Cher.
She still has some pennies in the bank, apparently.
Still has some pennies in the bank, though, but maybe a little bit more conservative, 3,000 square foot, four-bedroom house. And, you know, when you look at what it costs to get that in Beverly Hills and you look at the pictures, I have to say, you're not going to be impressed.
It's pretty mediocre.
Well, I wouldn't call it mediocre, but it looks a lot like just a normal, maybe 3,000 square foot house you would see in Tri-City. So,
or $2 million.
Just minus the zip code, and for $2 million. So that is kind of what looks like our celebrity real estate story there. Now, talking about cycles, where we are at, what our market currently looks like. So since I was gone last week, normally last week in that second week, we would have reported on some overall market numbers. Bringing it back local here to the Tri-City. So I brought in some numbers, Tri-City Association of Realtors, seeing what it looks like for our June numbers. So June final numbers tabulated as we finished off the first half of the year. Total sold in June, 288. And so that was a slight increase over June of 2012. Last year, it was 276. So just about 12 more sold this year versus last year. Definitely a little bit of an uptick. Interestingly enough to note, though, last June, of those 276, average sales price $200,000. This June of this year, 213, which is a significant jump from what we've seen the first 4 or 5 months of the year.
That's over 5%.
We had been running pretty consistently at a average sales price around 205. So there was definitely some higher end homes that were sold in June. Potentially, you also have a lot of people took advantage of, that was really right before most of those houses that closed in June went under contract in probably early May. So a lot of folks on those higher end, I think, taking advantage of those record record low interest rates that we had before they shot back up a little bit. So I think some of that is kind of a little bit of a shadow from those contracts that went on in early May, but still really, really good numbers. And that is based upon, too, the next thing that we're going to talk about.
Well, let me stop you real quick. You know, what you just said was really important because June was a great month, but a lot of that is from activity in May.
Yes.
It's going to be interesting to see what will July's numbers bring and maybe even August from what we've seen in the increase of rates here in the last month or two.
You're exactly right, and that's one of the things that we're going to be watching pretty closely, because when we look at that, when we look at those numbers year over year, last July was, it was a little down just a little bit to 265. So there was a dip in July, and that was one of the things I was going to bring up and talk about too, is what we have happen is a lot of times we have that big rush right when school gets out. People are wanting to make that move in June. Once school gets out, wanting to get the family settled in the new house over the summer. And then we kind of have that dip in July. And what happens is after that, after we get done with that rush, a lot of times what we have is we have a lot of people on vacations. Even the markets, we've had the financial planners in here talking about this before. You get a lot of the hedge fund managers, financial planners, a lot of those big folks making those decisions, taking their vacations during those summer months. And it's amazing, but that cycle really does affect the market. Also, what we have happen a lot of times is we have, just like we saw last week and the weeks before, we have temperatures of 109. And when the temperatures consistently get up there and stay that way for a week, I will have clients and buyers that just say, bag it. Looking at
the weather cools down a little bit.
Right, because some things happen. Vacant homes that have had the utilities turned off, St. Grief homes, it's 109 outside and it's 120 inside because they haven't had the AC on, for so many days. So it really does. All of that is kind of like the perfect storm for a little bit of a blip in July. And so we see that. Plus this year, we're also fighting a little bit of the interest rate increase. So that's what kind of puts us into that cycle. I also wanted to review inventory numbers. So we had last month in June, average inventory, total number of active residential listings, 1,354. Now, looking back, one of the things that we're going to be looking at is last year in June, we had 1,408. So more inventory last June than we had this June. But normally what we see, and this is what I was going to talk about, and I think one of the reasons why I have been absolutely slammed with sellers the last 2 weeks is because as people come back from those vacations, some people take those work vacations to work on preparing their house. We have a lot of folks getting ready to put inventory on the market for a big push. August, September, October are always big, big months for us. Historically, we look back and we look at those listing numbers, and July went up to 1,456 last year in 2012. August, still in the 1,400s. September, in the 1,400s. That inventory really doesn't start to taper off till about October. Exact same trend coming into play in 2011. You know, we go from 1,100 listings in the beginning of the year to then all of a sudden 1,388 in August, 1,306 in September. So what's happening is we're preparing for some amazing inventory. It's just you look at the numbers, you look at the cycles, you know, a lot of times people are like, gosh, there's a lot more signs in the neighborhood. There's a lot more houses available. Well, when we look back historically, that is going to happen. I mean, if we look at these statistics cycles, I can tell you that that's going to happen. So one of the major things I wrote down is, what are you doing to take advantage of getting the house ready right now? Why does this normally happen? Well, I'll tell you, one of the biggest things that happens right now is what we talk about a lot, and that is establishing excellent curb appeal. Right now, with the weather that we have, everybody's got their sprinklers going, fertilizing a lot. It is one of the best chances to have the greatest curb appeal. Or the reason I hesitate there is because it can be the greatest or the worst.
Running out there watering the yard, if it's brown and got weeds.
Yes. I mean, if there's not water going down this time of year, or a sprinkler stutters for, you know, a couple days even, when it's 110 and you miss 4 or 5 days of water, all of a sudden you're wondering, you know, what the heck happened in the front yard. And so I just really put that caution is it really is a time to take advantage of having great, great curb appeal if you stay on top of it.
Well, it's so important. When someone comes up, that's the first thing they see. And if something's lacking in the front yard or the entrance of the home, they're going to think, well, maybe there's other issues that I don't know about that I can't see.
It sets the tone for all of our showings. It really, really does. And it's just one of those little things that we talk about with our sellers. Having that ready, I was at a house on Thursday that I was in, and same type of thing where they just repainted the front door, and it wasn't like that the first time I had been to their house. I was back the second time, and you just walk up, and I look up, and they answer the door. I'm like, it looks fantastic. I don't even know what they've done at this point. I haven't even walked in the house, but I already feel like they've done a fantastic job just getting to the front door, you know, having that fresh paint and having that all updated. So that painting right now and this time of year, it's never easier. I mean, you know, we talk about a lot of times, you try to paint a front door in November, December. And
good luck with that.
Yeah, and it's drying and you have the door open so that it's not sticking to the seal. Well, now with the weather the way it is now, you can put a coat of paint on that thing, leave the door open for a couple hours, and it's dry. Yeah, and so really, some of those projects is a great, great time to be doing that. Also focus on that same painting and staining project for decks. I tell you what, a little bit of sanding and painting on decks can go a long, long way. Another one of our great, great listings that we just took, inventory that we put on, we're pretty much selling it kind of in an as-is condition, a little bit older home. But even knowing that, the homeowner went in and redid the back deck because it just so dramatically changed the look of the house. And so even though some of the carpets and stuff were original, he went in and sanded, repainted that deck, and it looks phenomenal. It not only changed the look of the deck, when you stand in that living room, you look out and you look at that deck view, and then it has a gorgeous park behind it. One of the things it does is it made the park look better. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but now instead of looking by, you know, peeling paint and dilapidated decking, now you're looking at this beautiful park and this beautiful deck that you can sit on and watch. So really little changes like that in the paint can enhance the house tremendously. And like I said, weather-wise, now's probably your best chance to get in there and take care of those type of items prior to our fall weather. Because I know it's crazy to think about now, but we're coming up into July before we know it. So preparing houses, putting houses on the market in August, those are houses that are going to sell late August, September. So just really kind of being aware of that cycle. If you are planning on selling in the fall, we want to be talking about those items right now. We're coming up on our first break. I've got 4 or 5 excellent points when we come back after the break. I've got our pick 3 of that excellent new inventory that's coming on, and we're going to talk to Tom at Sterling a little bit about how we can get some money for these houses
right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been taking a look at some seasonal cycles in the market, what's going on right now. There's some great, great information coming out about our market. The numbers are really supporting it. We've been continually been very steady. It's really been an exciting time, you know, and so we're excited. We're excited about it. I saw there were some articles, you know, coming out about growth and metropolitan growth in our local newspaper and where are all the jobs coming from. But these people are coming, and there's a lot of new jobs in new industries and sectors being created. And so it's really reflecting in our numbers that we went over with these cycles. So we'd love to be your option in helping make those moves happen and making those transfers happen. And so we're excited. We appreciate all of your referrals. Looking at that cycle and what's going on, Tom, what's going on the mortgage side? What do we need to know about you and Sterling?
Well, I've definitely seen it. The market's picked up. Market has picked up recently. There seemed to be a little bit of a lull in business at the end of June and through the 4th of July. I think people waited about a week after the 4th of July, and then the market just blew up. I think we're up, what, 10% of the amount of homes this time last year that have sold?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so we were trending like really good with units this year.
So over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a lot of new applications for home purchases coming through. This is a really good sign that the coming months are going to be really busy. These people are coming in and getting pre-approved today so that they can buy in August or September. I think a lot of people are trying to get moved before the school year starts and definitely before the holidays get underway. Like Lance has said, in the past, August is always a really busy month. Now, I also want to talk about rates. We actually have been seeing rates improve over the last week. So this is probably the first time you've heard me say that in the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's been a little stressful over there, I know.
It has been. It's really made the job tough. But the federal chairman came out a little over a week ago, and he tried to ease the fears that were causing rates to increase over the last couple of months. When they initially came out and said they were going to consider slowing down their bond buying program in the future, rates immediately jumped. However, the Feds were still buying bonds, and not really a whole lot of change in that respect that we're keeping rates low during the first quarter of the year. So with rates seeming to be improving, it appears that the Fed's most recent attempt to calm the market might actually be working.
Good. That's great. We like to see that.
This is great news for all these people that are coming into the market right now. Now, I certainly don't know if this trend's going to continue. For the last couple of months, rates have been extremely volatile. There were days where rates were changing three or four times a day. However, we had days this last week where we didn't have any midday price changes, which I haven't been able to say that in a couple months.
Good to see that kind of calmed down a little bit. And that's what we thought would probably happen, and probably a little bit of reason for the lull. And then once they calmed back down, people said, oh, boy, that's right, rates can go up. They don't go down forever in history. So that got them to make some decisions.
I think it really did, and we're seeing it across the board. So this could be an indicator of some much-needed stabilization in the mortgage rates. I know I've mentioned this in the past, but we're just flat-out spoiled if we think rates are bad right now.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. We talk to people about that a lot, people that have been building with us. And we could get some folks on the radio here, and I love it when I talk to, you know, sellers about this and rates. And, you know, they always bust out those double-digit stories for me. And so
I meet people all the time. They say, oh, I remember my first house. I got it at 13. I was dancing.
You're right. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. So it is a different world right now.
Yeah, so if we look at rates over the last 50 years, today's interest rates are amazing.
Yeah.
Now, if we look at rates over the last 6 months, they're just okay right now. But really, it's important to look at the overall picture and look historically. We're really good with where rates are at right now. So it's still definitely a good time to buy. But just a few months after they were at their all-time lows, rates are creeping up. And then now we're kind of seeing them trending back down. So I'm happy with where rates are. Hopefully they just stabilize.
Very, very good.
Now, I want to again remind people who are either planning to sell in a USDA-approved area or looking to purchase in a USDA area. USDA announced that they're planning on moving their boundary lines all the way to Sandifer. Now, it's going to be everything north of Sandifer. And that is projected to come at the end of October. This removes a lot of homes from the USDA eligibility zone. This program is a very, very popular zero-down program. A lot of home buyers otherwise wouldn't be able to purchase without this program. USDA loans take about 60 days to process from start to completion. So in order for these loans to be eligible for financing in the current approved areas, the loans must close before the end of October. So people really need to be under contract by September 1st to give these loans enough time to process to be out of USDA before those changes take effect. So if you're in the West Pasco area and you're thinking about selling, you really want to think about getting your home on the market now. This program greatly increases the buying power of individuals and will open the listing to a lot more people that otherwise may not be able to purchase the home. And if you're thinking about purchasing in the USDA area, might be a good idea to start looking sooner than later, just because there's going to be a lot more homes to choose from before those boundary lines move.
And that's a good point. And I kind of looked at our numbers as you were talking about that, and I went over the last 4 months, and I said, okay, in those exact boundary lines, we had six listings over there, and I know that three of those were USDA. So 50% of our recent sales over there were using individuals that were taking advantage of that USDA loan. And so what that is for our listeners that don't know is there's a boundary line that says everything currently north of Burton you can use this loan program on. That's basically like a zero-down loan program. Now they're going to take and expand because they don't consider that rural anymore. They're going to move the boundary line from Burton to Sandifer. And so exactly what you talked about.
Right. Everything in between Burton and Sandifer no longer going to be eligible for USDA. So that's a big, big change and affects a lot of homes.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, no problem. Now, Lance was talking about homes and, you know, what the sales stats were. I want to talk a little bit about the mortgage stats here locally. Benton Franklin Title puts out a report every month about the number of loans, the volume closed of all the different lenders here in the Tri-Cities. Really excited that through 6 months, Sterling, my office, and my team of seven other loan officers has been number one or number two every single month in the Tri-Cities.
For the last 6 months,
yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
That is awesome. For the first half of the year, that's a big achievement.
It really is.
We'll have to expand the size of the doorway.
Well, it just reaffirms to me that we're providing great service, amazing interest rates, great loan programs. So it just feels good. I just wanted to give a shout-out to my team at Sterling and say good job. And we're definitely excited in the year through the second half of the year strong.
That's fantastic. No, those are great, great numbers, Tom. I really appreciate you bringing those in. And I know our clients appreciate it. We had a couple go this week right through your office, and they went really smooth. So our sellers and our buyers that you did this week, they appreciate it also. So
good,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Lance.
So we've talked a little bit about these cycles. What's going on? What are a couple of the simple things you can do as you prepare to sell? We know there's a lot out there going on. We've been on a ton of appointments. We are just loving the amount of new inventory that we're getting. Before I give a couple last-minute tips, I wanted to go over a couple new listings in our pick three. This is some of the new inventory that we've brought on that is just absolutely fantastic. So we've got over in Pasco off of Nixon. So this is right off of Road 44 and Nixon. Great location over there in West Pasco. I've got a 1,766 square foot house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's on an oversized lot. It's 0.28 of an acre. And it has a huge shop with it. And we're coming in at a price point on this at $155. And so I really would, it would be a challenge for you to find a shop like this in that price range with a 1,700 square foot stick built house for $155. So that's 4504 West Nixon. Fantastic, fantastic property. If anybody's interested and needs that extra room with the shop, this place is really set up and dialed in. So please let me know. It's a great, great location. And I wanted to park there back a couple weeks ago for fireworks because it was so nice to walk down to the park. So I can tell you, it'll make next July even better for you. So great, great location, close to the parks and everything. Pick number two, brand new listing that we just put on, 2421. We're going to go out of Pasco here, and we're going to move over to Kennewick. This is 2421 South Conway, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,500 square foot house with a 2-car garage right off of 27th and then north on South Conway. And we're looking at a price here of $132,500. It is just a super, super well-kept, really clean, clean place. Extended patio, great for entertaining, tons of counter space in the kitchen. This is just a fantastically maintained place to get right off of 27th for $132,500. Just fabulous. Pick number three, I got to tell you, this place is just incredible. So this is back in West Pasco off of Richardson. And we just sold one off of Richardson last month. It was one of our pick threes last month, and it went quickly. Went within a couple days. So this is 9505 West Richardson. This property is on almost an acre and a half. It was built in 97. It's a 2,700 square foot rambler. Brick on the front. Gorgeous, gorgeous entry. And I tell you, this house is just dialed in. This is one of those estate-style properties. It has got just a beautiful kitchen, granite, all of the upgrades that you would expect. And it has a huge shop with a RV bay. I mean, so all of this is coming in at $390,000. So we've got an acre and a half, Rambler, with parking, with a shop, with the RV park, with a hot tub, with a koi pond, and the koi are huge. I'll tell you.
Do the koi stay with the sale?
You know, we are gonna negotiate with the koi. Yes, we are 100% going to convey live animals with this property. Now, you come in and lowball me on price, and I might take the koi out. But I'm telling you, at this point and that price point, they are gorgeous, as gorgeous as the house. And so it is an incredible property, and to get all of that set up in a Rambler with your RV covered. Shop, air-conditioned room in the shop. I'm Tom, if you want to have a gun room, a duck room, whatever you want in there, it is ready to go. So
that's a cool location. I'm familiar with that area.
So another great, great addition to our inventory. That is our pick three, and that is the type of inventory that is really dialed in, really coming on the market right now. I wrote down a few more advantages, what we're telling people to do right now, and what's making the difference as they go into listing these houses for the beginning of August, hitting that August, September, October market. What a simple thing that we're having people check that is coming up on a ton of our inspection reports right now is missing shingles and cracked roof vent caps. There is a rubber seal that slides over those roof vents. And that rubber seal seals off rainwater and stuff from dripping down beside that vent. A lot of those over time in the weather and our heat, they end up cracking. And we've had so many reports on that. A simple call to, I tell you what, probably the best customer service quick response that we get, Palmer Roofing, a simple call to them. They handle a lot of these issues for us. And they do a fantastic job. So if you're thinking about selling, and just for general maintenance prior to the winter, taking care of those missing shingles and a couple of those items like that, now is just a great time. And I tell you what, they don't complain about getting up on the roof to fix those leaks right now, but they sure will when there's ice and snow all over it and it's leaking, you know, through the top of your attic. So taking care of it now is a great thing to look at. The next item that I wrote down that we see a ton that just drives buyers crazy and inspectors, and that is as much as your air conditioning is running right now and sucking air through that return vent in your house, I've mentioned it on the show numerous times before, but keeping that return vent clean and those filters cleaned, this time of year everything is running so much. To keep up, that those get dirty quickly, they stress out the system, and then they suck more, you know, dirt into your vents and your system. So having those vent systems clean, keeping those return vents clean, it's just really, really noticeable when you walk down a hallway, you know, and you're looking at all the details of a house, and you look up and you see that.
Lance, it just keeps everything running smoother. You know what I started doing was I put a reminder on my phone. We're 3 months out.
Nice.
So it just reminds me to change that thing every 3 months.
That is the way to do it. That is perfect. The other thing, too, is just really taking a look at as you get closer. It's a great time of year for yard sales and garage sales. Take advantage of that weather. Get rid of a bunch of that extra furniture that you don't need. Making these rooms and stuff look bigger and not be so crowded. Opening up walkways is a huge, huge help. So that was really kind of the last thing that we wrote down there and said, this is what's happening. These are the most common items that I've been seeing in these appointments over the last week. Like I said, even with that being said, a lot of our sellers are taking these steps. They're making these changes and really preparing. You are going to see a lot more sales signs go up the next couple weeks. And on average, it looks like, you know, based upon our statistics that we talked about, generally we look at about 100 homes, average increase, more than normal coming on the market. So you're going to see some of those for sale signs up. If you're interested in looking at any of those homes, number one, we always recommend you go to Tom. Double check that you are pre-qualified if you're thinking about that, that you can do what you want to do. Tom, what's the best number for folks to make that call?
They can reach me on my cell phone anytime at 430-1305 or on my website at tomcoinhomeloans.com. And right before we go, I know one of our listeners had a tragic accident in their family last week. Just chat with them. So thoughts and prayers go out to you guys. You know who you are.
Perfect. Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that, Tom. And once again, KenMorteen.com. If you missed any of this information, you can always connect with us super easily there. We appreciate all of the referrals. And, Tom, I appreciate you and Brad filling in for me next week, and we'll be right back here next Saturday
on News Talk 870.